It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I got a text yesterday morning about 8 a.m., Dave, from Ellie's dad. Remember Ellie and Ocean ran away from their middle school last Monday morning. Riverton police, all of Riverton out looking for them. That text message said, Ellie's home. Ellie came home. I followed up and found out Ocean had returned home too. So they're home safe. Thank goodness.
Holy smokes. Those poor parents. You want to talk about a week of misery.
Gone for almost a full week. A lot of details. People want to know all of the details. But the issue I want to dive into right now, Dave, has been nagging at me for the last 24 hours since I found out they came home. How young is too young for our kids to date? And remember, Ocean's dad called the show last week during the frenzy search for these two and kind of alluded that the reason these two might have walked away or run away from their middle school Monday morning was because they were in a relationship.
It very well could have been. I know I've had many of talks with my son about, the relationship, and don't worry about the long term, your long term goals, not, with the now. So many teenagers, it seems, worry about the now. I mean, it definitely could have very well been part of that, but.
And that's a tough one, right? I mean, it's tough because whenever you're dealing with feelings, and especially young adolescent feelings, that maybe this is your first love, right? You're not quite sure how to process it all. You get caught up in all these thoughts and feelings and, maybe the physical attraction, the physical affection. That is an experience that's hard to deal with at any age, but at 13, 10 times more difficult.
So, Dad, what's the right age to date in the Noriega home?
16.
Really? Why 16?
That's the number. 16 is actually the guidance from our church. That's kind of the standard, 16 years old, when they recommend start dating. And even when you start dating at 16, it's, do some group dating, avoid pairing off, avoid solo dating.
There's dances when they're younger than 16. Do they not go to the dances?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
No.
Oh, what's that show called? What's that movie called that was filmed in Utah?
Footloose.
Footloose. You're like, that dude. You're like that dude.
Like pastor?
Yeah. Really? They can't even go to the dances when they're younger than 16. You're realizing now I'm making feel like the odd dad out here.
There's a lot of people that choose differently.
I went to school dances when I was in 7th and 8th grade. We had they called them sock hops back then. I think it was a spinoff from the 50s. But I guess I'm the bad mom. I let my kids go to dances. Trying to think back as to when they were, how old they were when we're allowed to date. Maybe a group date at 15 years old. But that's a tough conversation to have. Do your kids feel like they're being left out?
Yes. Oh, for sure. Especially when you have this age group, 16 years old. Well, you start dating, but some of your friends are not 16 yet. So you can't really go out and... It is kind of this awkward little time. No one can really drive, but they kind of have their license. It is an awkward age, right? Even at 16. I can't imagine what it would be like at 13, right?
And it does feel too young to be in a relationship.
Well, in a relationship, right? There's one thing if you have girlfriends, friends that are girls that you, do stuff with. But there's a difference, and you know the difference, when you start dating.
Family Circles, that magazine? I used to read that all the time. Editor-in-chief Linda Fierce, who's on the CBS Early Show, she answered this question. What age should teens start dating?
All the moms are asking this, and this is one of the most active groups on the website. And a lot of moms are throwing out, well, I had to be 18, so my kids have to be 18. And other moms are responding saying, you know, what are you nuts? That's, yeah. you know, way too old. Maybe 16, 15. But the truth is there isn't a right age. You really have to know your child. You have to have had lots of conversations about this so they're aware of your expectations, your family values. And then you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, what is dating? It's not the same as the tape showed. It's very different now. It could be kids going out in group. It's rarely one-on-one dating like it used to be. So you have to really consider what your child is talking about. But most of the moms agreed on 16.
And dating is very arbitrary, right? What is a date? Because Even right now, kids don't like to ask out on a conventional date. You know, it's
hang
like,
out.
Hey, let's go hang out. You want to go hang out or do something like that? But a date, you know, where you are, hey, let's go somewhere for a period of time.
What I'm talking about specifically is dating.
But we're talking about same,
like they're a couple at the age of 13 and they are together. No, I gotta take Dad Oceanside on that. That just feels too soon.
But again, and this is where my heart goes out to these dads and parents. It's easy to say no. What if the kids say no to your no, right? They can sneak off. You're not watching them 24/7. You know, part of it is difficult anytime you're talking about relationships because ultimately the kids have to decide and they will decide whether they date or not and at what age. Now, you can incentivize it or de-incentivize some of this behavior. Like, oh, well, if you're going to date, then I'm taking your phone, which is what happened in this case. And then they took their phones. Both of them got their phones taken away. They go missing. Now we don't know where the kids are for a week.
And here you are saying no to even school dances under the age of 16.
There you go. I'll see how well that turns out.
Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.